96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
You never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view. Until you climb into his skin and walk around in it. For blacks and other minority groups, that means tying our own very real struggles for justice to the challenges that a lot of people in this country face. Not only the refugee or the immigrant or the rural poor or the transgender American, but also the middle-aged white guy who, from the outside, may seem like he's got advantages, but has seen his world upended by economic and cultural and technological change.
President Obama last night during his farewell speech in Chicago, giving the nation something to think about on several fronts, including the issue of race. Appropriate comments ahead of our annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day event this coming Monday. That theme is MLK Day, race and the media. Well, tonight we're talking about race on the job and asking, should you be colorblind or color brave? That term coined by Ariel Investments President Melanie Hobson. Both of my guests are from Fannie Mae. Tawana Williams is Vice President and Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer, and John Forlines is Senior Vice President and Deputy Chief Risk Officer. Lines are open. Tonight we're asking, how do you or do you talk about race at work? Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow me and comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. John and Tawana, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Let me start with you, since, Tawana, you're in the human resources business. Why is it so hard to talk about race at work?
You know, race is hard to talk about everywhere. You know, I think even in our families, we don't talk about it. But at work, you don't want to cross the line. I think people are afraid they're going to offend someone. And I really think that that's where you start getting into the colorblind, because we want to say that I don't see race. People will say that I don't see race. I just see you as a person or as a human being. And if you think about that, when you say you don't see race, it's clear that I'm a black woman. That's not a surprise to me. I've known that. You're also diminishing people when you say I don't see race, because it's hard for you to show up and not see what you look like.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, John? Is it hard to figure out which way, if at all, to talk about race, particularly from a person who is in a leadership position in a high-profile company?
Well, I think, as Tawana said, that it's risk whenever you put yourself out there. And I think that people don't like to put themselves out there. They're afraid that they're going to offend someone. And the safer place to be most of the time is just to say nothing or to ignore the topic altogether. So I think it's all about people just being safer by taking a less risky position.
Can you put yourself in someone else's shoes who is not, as the president just referred to, you know, a middle-aged white guy, because you are here speaking for every white guy in America right now. you've got your soapbox, your stump speech. How do you put yourself in other people's position, if at all?
I do think it's very difficult at times to put yourself in the place of another person. I think what's even more difficult is to put everybody that is in a same racial category or the same religion or whatever, to put a label on them and think that everyone that is black thinks one way, everyone that is white thinks one way. And even to, you know, talk a little bit more about President Obama's comment that basically Not all middle-aged white men are just alike, and some are going to think differently than others. So I think that's just a difficult thing to do.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about race on the job. How do you talk about it? Do you talk about it? What are the stumbling blocks? Have you had any successes or other experiences in addressing racial conflicts or issues on the job? Tawana, what we've seen over the past year, and some would argue over the past 8 years, is the ability for a lot of people, you know, on the job to talk about issues. They watch TV at night and they see issues about race and they bring it to work, even if they perhaps do not share it at work. What would you recommend for those who, whether you are, you know, whether you're working for a construction company and you are, you know, building buildings, or you're in a corporate boardroom, how do you address it when you are, like you said, you're a black woman, when you're the only black woman in the room and there's a Black Lives Matter issue that happens overnight and every other person in the room is looking at you with anticipation? How do you address that?
You know, you do have to address the elephant in the room. And I will tell you how we've done it. With all the media and everything that's happened, even with the Black Lives Matter, I struggled with being the chief diversity officer. And I know in our diverse company that employees were feeling like, I need to talk about it. I need to feel valued. And they are talking about it amongst themselves. So it's impacting your productivity of business, first of all. So that's how we've addressed it, because if we're asking people to be their authentic selves and bring their whole selves to work, we need to acknowledge that. So actually, John and I had a lot of conversations, and as we have a diversity advisory council. So I went to the council and I said, look, this is the elephant in the room and we need to talk about this. So we've done it under the auspices of what we call courageous conversations. Because if you can talk about race, you can talk about anything. It is the most difficult thing that you can talk about. You have to make sure that you're creating that safe space. You also have to make sure that as you're talking about this, you want to learn. It is all about wanting to learn how to walk in someone else's shoes. That's not something intuitive. And you've got to know, be a willing learner. And only take the conversation as far as the other person will allow you to take it.
I'd be interested in hearing more about, you know, what happens in those conversations, because, you know, that does seem to be, dare I say, a brave, to coin the phrase, color brave thing to do, as opposed to turning one's back on it or ignoring that issue. Let me go to the phone lines again. We're talking about race on the job, addressing the issue or not addressing the issue. What has been your experience? Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Joanne calling from Upper Marlboro. Thanks for calling, Joanne. What's on your mind? Joanne, are you there?
Hello.
Oh, Jean, I'm sorry. Jean,
sorry,
forgive me, Jean. What's on your mind?
So I was telling the producer that, yes, I work in a political position in PG County, and we're sworn officers. But, of course, there is an eclectic group of people. But I can appreciate everyone's opinion, whether it agrees with me or not. So I did bring up the conversation, like it was last year, I think it was, with the Baltimore thing.
What Baltimore thing? What's the Baltimore thing? You mean the Freddie Gray situation?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
And there was other people. I'm a black woman, but there were other colors that were there. And, of course, they didn't see the situation like I saw the situation. However, I can appreciate their opinion on it just to get a different perspective.
Hmm. Okay. Jean, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And let us say, even at this very moment, when you're talking about issues of race, not necessarily on the job, although this could be slightly applicable as well, right now at Arundel High School in Gambrills, there is a meeting going on with parents, teachers, and students about a flyer or or a letter that has been circulating called Cool Kids Klan, KKK, that has been circulating asking children to join a white supremacist group. And, you know, to their credit, the administration and the management there has tried to address this head on. And so I'd be very, very interested in seeing not only how the students are dealing with it, but the teachers and administrators are dealing with it, because this goes to the very heart, you know, of this issue. And speaking of which, on Monday, on MLK Day, you know, WHUR with, you know, our partners, including Fannie Mae and Home Free USA, we are once again holding our MLK Day event. And the name of this event is MLK Day, Race and the Media. And so we certainly want, you know, want to invite you to attend. If you want more information about this event coming up on Monday, go to WHUR.com and you will find all of the information there. But talk to me a little bit, if you will, and John, I'll let you start here, is that when you did that event, what was it?
Courageous Conversation.
How did it go?
Well, to start with, we used basically a TED Talk to start it. It was Colorblind or Color Brave, and just to kind of like, it was an icebreaker to watch the TED Talk. And then after the TED Talk, we just opened it up to questions. And the thing that was interesting, as you might imagine, is as soon as Tawana opened it up to questions, there was like dead silence in the room.
And really?
No one wanted to be the first. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
No one really wanted to be the first one to talk. But as soon as really the conversation started, you couldn't stop people from talking. And what we very quickly found that it was a very good thing to do. People, Tawana, I got comments, all kinds of people made comments afterwards about how helpful it was just to hear other perspectives. We had the room, I would say, was pretty diverse set of people in the rooms. And so everybody got to speak their opinions, and there were some people that raised some really interesting questions. I'll tell you, one of the more interesting things is that it was a white woman in the room that actually asked a question about, do you prefer to be called black or African American? And then there was a lot of conversation around that. And it was very helpful. People were not judgmental and appreciated that she had the guts to ask the question. And then she got different perspectives on it.
And no final answer either, I'm sure.
Well, and, you know, exactly. We left her with, you have to ask that particular person. How do they want to be addressed? The interesting thing is, you can't go into this without having a facilitated conversation.
Well, hold that point, because I want to hear more about that. And we're going to continue to talk about race on the job with Misty in Baltimore, Pam calling from Virginia. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We want to hear about your experiences, good or bad. Did you learn something? How is that issue being addressed on your job? So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. And don't forget, our MLK Day special, Race and the Media, can be found on WHUR.com. It's happening on Monday. We'll be talking about it. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few seconds.